It should come as no surprise that the most controversial proposals in the upcoming Kodiak finfish meeting have to do with allocation. Which fish belong to which fishery and which area's fleet are allowed to fish them. But that's not how everyone views the issue.
Really, all these fish belong to the people as a whole. They're a common property resource. There is no ownership of these fish until somebody catches them.
That's Denby Lloyd, a former longtime Kodiak resident and commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game in the late 2000s. Like many Kodiak fishing advocates, Lloyd argues that several of the proposals unfairly target Kodiak's fleet for stealing the catch. One proposal made by the Upper Cook Inlet Drift Association points to a 2016 genetic study showing that most of the Kodiak sockeye catch near Cape Igvac are fish bound for Cook Inlet. The proposal suggests a nearly one-month closure to part of Kodiak Island's west side fishery while those sockeye go through. But Lloyd says the Kodiak catch represents so little of Cook Inlet's total run, it won't do much to help.
To try to manage Kodiak fisheries to absolutely avoid Cook Inlet-bound sockeye would decimate the Kodiak fisheries for very, very little incremental gain to the Cook Inlet fisheries themselves.
Another allocation fight around Cape Igvac has Kodiak pitted against Chignik. Chignik's sockeye run has returned devastatingly low numbers the last few years, and several Chignik intertribal coalition proposals seek to alleviate the issue by limiting Kodiak's participation in the region. One proposal would completely shut Kodiak out from the early sockeye run, only opening the fishery beginning July 8th. Another would reduce Kodiak's share of the fishery from 15% to 5%. And yet another would more than double the number of fish reserved for Chignik before the fishery opens to Kodiak. Kodiak Salmon Workgroup Chair Duncan Fields says these limits wouldn't necessarily close the fishery to Kodiak fishermen, but they would make a fishing season very improbable.
The Igvac fishery had nothing to do with run failures, and it won't solve run failures because no fishery occurred during the years when those run failures occurred. And so that's a key aspect of the Cape Igvac Management Plan. Kodiak fishermen are concerned that board members unfamiliar with this fishery might confuse the issues of run failures in Chignik and the Cape Igvac fishery. But they're very different and really not related because there's no fishing at Cape Igvac if there's a run failure at Chignik.
Fields estimates Kodiak would lose $3 to $3.2 million annually if the Cape Igvac fishery closes. Beginning Saturday, the board is slated to consider 37 proposals regarding commercial salmon fishing, sport fishing, and groundfish in and around Kodiak. A training session on how to participate in the board process, including how to make public comments, is on Saturday at noon at the Harbor Convention Center. Reporting on Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.